When I was 17 and I was mistakenly diagnosed with schizophrenia, I thought I was the only person taking meds. I thought I'm the most unfortunate boy. You know, schizo. It was scary for me. That stupid doctor told me I have a schizo. Taking meds was scary for a teenage boy, knowing he has unstable mental state, knowing he is not normal. Years gone and I realized a bit of facts, in fact made peace with it. Almost every single young adult in Iran is taking meds. It was then when I realized how fucked up the mental situation was in Iran. Iran's problem is not just economical or political, as a matter of fact, it's how it's playing with everyone's mental stability, provoking young adults to become more aggressive, depressed, down, till we all at least one point in our lives think about ending it all. Just imagine a young adult with no job, with a proper salary, raise prices for every single thing, not being able to think straight, can't even walk in the streets, feeling safe in any hour of the day, fearing thieves, sexual molesters, and long list following this. The suicide rate in Iran is high. We are all under a lot of pressure and we do not know a single way possible to lessen the pressure, to find a way to help ourselves.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to chapter 95 of The Last Thoughts of a Busy Mind, this one called Body Over Mind, a simple reversal of the age-old adage mind over body. Well, my drink today is some Coke Zero, and as is tradition for this season and the LUO theme, Living Under Oppression theme, you heard from one of my friends, which discussed mental health in Iran, an important thing, and we are just going to get into it. As for relevant information for this week, nothing much happened other than a few football things, which were important, but I'm not really qualified to discuss. Apparently, they were important. I'm sorry, I know, but there is a problem. When something is as big as, well, a revolution, you don't know what part of it you can put your focus on, and, well, football never grabbed me, so I never focused on it. So, putting that aside, let's talk about, in the coming week, there will be some big stuff, hopefully. We will see. But what happened is, back in episode 2, I did discuss a little bit about mental health. And as I've said in that episode, the fact that you're listening to this show itself is a great directory of what mental health in Iran is like, because you're listening to me just go to a lot of the problems. Some of them sure are natural to me, probably a lot of them could be categorized as problems unique to me, but a lot of them, as I'm sure you've noticed, are societal problems and cultural problems. And those contribute to a mental health problem. But what I didn't discuss there, and what I'm going to discuss now, is the response to that mental health need. Mental health in Iran is abysmal. And I'll get to why. I mean, it's not like everywhere else has done it greatly. No, a lot of countries, more even developed countries, do have problems with mental health and accessibility to it. But in Iran, it is, it's not only that it's hard to find a good mental health professional or hard to get access to mental health professionals, which are on the expensive side of, medical industry. But the problem is that Iran, in its core, is a traditionalist society. this wasn't always the case, especially with the rise of Islamic Republic, with the rise of the current regime, it has become even more traditionalist. And to traditionalist eyes, mental health is often seen as, if not a complete unnecessary aspect of life, something to mock. I can tell you so many people that would definitely need a mental health professional in their life, but they won't do it because, well, what are they? Their fathers didn't need a mental health professional, and that sort of traditionalist tribal view of mental health has given rise to a lot of, a lot of obsessions. The reason I call this body over mind is not because just to talk about like the problems with the mental health industry. I'm talking about what that problem has led to, and that is, which is in the core of the Islamic Republic. This is the whole idea behind the hijab laws. This is the whole idea behind every single aspect of their cultural view, is that body matters over mind. Like, the goal of the government isn't to help you have a better mental health. It's to control your body. It needs to control what you do with that body. What are you allowed to show? What are you not allowed to show? And in doing that, they develop these obsessions with sexual activities. And yeah, that little chuckle I did there is part of that problem, because I've lived in this society. I was brought up in this society. I was brought up with this government my whole life. So yeah, that little chuckle is a direct result of that, because everything in this society, under the law, I mean, I don't mean necessarily culturally, but under the law, everything has to do with your penis or your vagina, like literally. How they write laws is based on that. They wrote the hijab laws because the justification was, well, men couldn't help themselves but to get horny, so women need to cover themselves up, which is the original justification in the religion itself. But when it comes to law, it now has a legal definition. The same happens with the separation of girls and boys in school, because if they are in the same school, they might do stuff to each other. So yeah, my body over mind, because for the Islamic Republic, for the Iranian regime, it is that. They don't care what their actions do to the mind, as long as they keep their control over your body. And because of that, there is this old stereotype about people who are very religious and are very connected in this Islamic Republic, that they are actually sexual deviants who cannot show that and thus become more violent. Now, there is a kernel of truth in that, like the fact that many of the people who work in law enforcement, many of the people who work in jails or prisons are, for lack of a better word, rapists. And the Islamic Republic allows them to do that. I've talked about this before. It's because this is the only source for them to do anything. I'm not justifying them. I'm just saying that they are the perfect representation of the Islamic Republic. You control everything of the body and just let the mind rot. Body over mind. Sorry, my... the seasons are fucking up my noses. I have seasonal allergies and they're really fucking with my brain and my body. But when you have that much emphasis over body, you certainly make it into an obsession, make it into a problem, you make it into a mental health issue. And then when you ask for ways to alleviate that mental health issue, Islamic Republic doesn't have an answer for that. Because Islamic Republic is a religious theocracy. And in this specific religion, Islam, mental health is not that important. Not that it's important in any other organized religion, but in Islam, the thing is that you have laws, you have interpretations of the religious text about having sex with a two-year-old. You do not have that for when you're feeling depressed, what you can do. And that's not a joke, by the way. There is the late Ruhollah Khomeini, the last Führer of Iran, has a book where he interprets religious law, Sharia law. And in it, he talks about, we call them ahkam. And in that, he talks about how you can, if you marry a two-year-old, I'm giving a pause for you to re-say that phrase in your head. When you marry a two-year-old, well, you can't have sex with it because you can't sex with a girl until she's 9 years old. But you can't fondle her. So you see where the obsessions of the Islamic Republic are. It's always body, body, body. And so with that, you create a mental health epidemic. And as my friend said, I know many people who have contemplated suicide in Iran because there is no other way out in their eyes. I've lost people to it. And I do blame the government for it, because the fact that they put so much emphasis on just body and ruined the mind. The thing is that mental health is not accessible. It's not part of the many schools. They don't have a counselor. They don't have someone who can help people if they have mental health problems. They actively shun it. People with dyslexia, ADHD, or other learning disabilities, I forgot the name disabilities, with other learning disabilities are usually just labeled lazy or just stupid and are shunned from the school system. People with physical disabilities are usually again shunned in that system. And the thing is that there isn't any way out of it under this regime, because for them it doesn't matter. There is this famous thing that once the current Führer said, the young people have problems, they can just go out to a park. Now, let alone the fact that the extent of fun in Iran is going to a park, you can't do that. We don't have enough good park spaces. If you go to a park, there are morality police. And if you, for example, you go out, let's say you are dating someone. But that's first of all, you're breaking the law. You can't date before marriage. And let's say, but you are a lawless sort and you are dating someone. You go out to the park. There are morality police. If they catch you, they will arrest you and put you in custody. And I told you what happens to people in custody. They are, well, what happens is one of them fucking died. And that's the whole reason this happened. And there are more and more news of the horrific acts that happens to them. So there is that. And then, let's say you're not dating someone. You're just going to a park. Let's say you're smoking something. I'm not a smoker myself, but let's say you are. Well, again, if you go to a park and smoke, you probably will run into some problem, because there are people who feel it's their religious duty, and the law emboldens that to tell you that you shouldn't smoke. Now, you can say it's none of your business, but if they're morality police, it is their business. They will still arrest you and capture you and put you in custody. Unless you're, unless part of that smoking is Iranian brands. I'm not kidding. I'm literally, this happened to a friend of mine. He was smoking. They came to sort of harass him. He showed that he was smoking an Iranian brand, which is Behmen, and they left him. Now, this is anecdotal evidence. I'm not telling you to just go off based on my retelling of the story. What I'm just telling you, this is a problem. and of going out to the park. And if you go, if you've managed to find the park, which is again not easy because the Islamic Republic in its great, great environmentalist agenda has ruined a lot of park spaces. You cannot go there with your significant other who you are dating. You can't go there alone and have any enjoyment because a lot of the parks are just trees and nothing else. There isn't a lot of stuff. And if you, for example, let's say you want to go to a park to exercise. Well, if you're a woman, you can't because you're exercising in public and thus you are threatening the public morality. The morality police is there, they will arrest you and put you in custody and probably, more than likely, fucking rape you. And what you have, you can go to a park, sit in a bench and just, for example, watch the trees. If you stand there for a little bit too long, the police will find a probable cause to come and ask you, why are you sitting there too long? You are either dealing drugs or waiting for a girlfriend, both of which are illegal. So yeah, and a message to the current Führer. How are we supposed to go to a park? Now I'm saying all of this because I want you to remember that when you put too much emphasis on the body and not on the mental health, you will have problems. People my age, I'm not a young man, I'm 25. Some would say I don't feel very young because of the mental health problems that I do have, and you've listened to a lot of them on this show. But people my age have lived all of their life under the Islamic Republic. And from the moment you're born, you have given an identity, male or female, and that identity basically just puts you in a legal bound. And that's just even what I said right now, all of that body and stuff, is just for heterosexual cis people. I can tell you the extent of abuse that you get if you are either transsexual or part of the LGBT in your sexual orientation, bisexual, homosexual, pansexual, or non-binary, because it will explode my brain. It's one thing to have a traditional society. I've said it before that, yeah, Iranian culture is very traditionalist, but cultures can change. It's another thing when a government is part of it. When the government is the patriarchy, when the government is the toxic masculinity. And they put so much emphasis on body. I remember that I didn't see a girl until I was in university that wasn't part of my family. That, and I know I'm very isolated, I'm very, when I was growing up, I didn't have good access to internet to go on chat rooms or even meet people that way, and I was very isolated, I was a very lonely boy. But the truth is, that happened to me. And if I wanted a mental health professional, I didn't have access to one. I could have asked my parents, but I'm just saying there isn't one in school, there isn't one nearby, there isn't even an I didn't know you could have mental problems. When I had anxiety and OCD, when I had all of those anxious thoughts, when I thought that I was gonna die alone, I thought they were normal. I thought that all of those, I was supposed to feel bad. That feeling bad is part of regular life. It's not. It's a mental health problem. And living in Iran gave me those mental health problems. I'm saying that because that's another aspect of the Iranian living in Iran that is important, living under oppression. I'm recording this at 1 a.m., by the way. And upload it as usual. If you don't hear from me next week, that means I don't have internet access anymore or the VPN access, or just I'm arrested. All of them are possibilities. But yeah, if you have Iranian friends, just know that they do need a hug. I need a hug. I need a fucking big hug right now. But I can't, because if I hug someone, I'm either a homosexual if it's the same sex or breaking the laws of sex before marriage. So I will see you all next week.